Welcome to the Heal Your Hunger Show, where we get to the heart of why you overeat and how to stop. If you struggle with food and weight like I did, welcome home. Welcome everybody to the Heal Your Hunger Show. So happy to have you here. It is a great day to be alive. And oh my goodness, you know, we're coming into month four, I guess, of the pandemic, which is just totally crazy, 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 crazy. When I go out for my walk, pray each day, I'm just like, do, 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 going for my walk. And then I'm like, oh shit, I got to put a mask on. So it like snaps me into reality that this is not just a normal day. This is a day in the life of a pandemic. So one day at a time, right? We're just getting it. We're getting it day at a time, getting through it. And and we're doing it by bolstering ourselves with positive information, positive support. And that's what I mean to be here for you today. So welcome. And if you're at the Heal Your Hunger Show for the first time, first of all, wahoo! But also, you know, you've landed on a really special message. And this message is for anybody who has struggled chronically with food and weight and hasn't gotten where they wanted to go. So if that's you, if you're tired of the struggle, first of all, the struggle's real. So I get it. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. You can move beyond the struggle to where you have a very peaceful relationship with food. So that's what happened to me. I was 50 pounds overweight and a total sugar addict, carb addict. And by the grace of God, I've been in a thin body for decades now. So that's what I want to share with you is how to do that. And I do that, you know, in bits and pieces here on the show because I can't give it all to you in a 20-minute podcast, but I definitely want to serve you and give you all that I can. So thanks for tuning in. And if you've been here before, you know what you're going to get here. You're going to get the honest truth about what lies underneath our struggles with food and weight. So thanks for coming back. Now, if you're not on the Secret Sauce group in Facebook, please join that. It's the Secret Sauce to End Emotional Eating Now. You just type that in and you request to join. And if you're a real person who wants real support, hey, we'd love to have you. Also, the Quit Sugar Challenge is here, okay? It's coming up, but the opportunity to register is here. So please go to quitsugarchallenge.com, just quitsugarchallenge.com. Register right now. It's like crazy cheap. Okay. $21. The price is going up. So jump in, go ahead and register and get started. You're going to, the actual thing's going to start on June 8th, but you are going to get a special Quit Sugar shopping list. So get that. So you're armed with what you need to go through the challenge. But this is meant to support you on transitioning away from sugary foods, from sugar binges, to healthier foods, healthier choices, and then ultimately, of course, to get underneath those cravings and see what's going on an emotional level. Sugar is no doubt like the most addictive substance out there, like bar none, okay? I've been a total sugar addict, and I'm going to talk about that today, but it's just really important to know that there's more to it than that. So that's something that we're going to get into. I just think the backstory is going to be helpful. And, you know, there's anything I hear about more than from people in terms of having issues with food than sugar. Okay. So sugar is the number one thing that causes people's downfall. Okay. So, please, if you're just joining here and you're watching the Secret Sauce group, please definitely comment below. Let me know you're there. That gives me tremendous support. I so appreciate it. And I want to talk to you about my story because this goes back a long ways. You know, I've been in recovery from emotional eating, sugar addiction, food addiction, binge eating for quite a long time. Does that mean I'm healed? No. Does that mean I'm cured? No. You know, I've definitely fallen down a few times on my journey, but my journey started really in terms of really getting a hold of this thing many years ago, like over 30 years ago, but it started when I learned about sugar. Okay. So I don't talk about this very much, but the information I'm going to share in the Quit Sugar Challenge is very close to what I learned literally, let's see how many years ago it was, It was literally, it was 1986. Good Lord. I'm going to have to do math on the spot here. So 1986, 90, so 34 years ago, holy cow, 34 years ago, I learned some really important things about sugar that have never left me, and they have supported me on being free from sugar addiction for all those years, except for the times when I wasn't free. So I have to always put that in there. You know, it hasn't been smooth sailing all the time. Of course, you know, I was overcoming a deadly habit. But my story may be something you relate to. You know, I really think I was a sugar addict from the get-go. I think my relationship with sugar was an intimate one, to be sure, but it was one that was totally addictive. You know, as far back as I can remember, I loved sweet things. I mean, I loved sweet things. I loved anything sweet, anything that had sugar in it. And it was really such a draw for me. And, you know, what I know now looking back is that I was physically addicted to sugar, and I do have a very, very physical addiction to sugar, okay, where it reacts in my body. And we're going to talk about that in the Quit Sugar Challenge. If you feel like you have an addiction to sugar, please put something in the comments. Please let me know. Yeah, Jamie said, yeah, Chris. Yeah, for sure. So anyway, this, thanks for commenting. I so appreciate that. You know, anything sweet, I mean, I just had to have it, and I couldn't stop at one. Okay. I could not stop at one. And if that's your experience, you're in good company for sure. Not just with me, but jillions of people have this experience. And so that's why it's so important to address sugar. You know, a lot of people try to stop overeating or get control of their weight, but they don't address sugar. And that causes them to self-sabotage so often because they're trying to eat right, you know, get on a clean eating plan, and yet they're ingesting sugar into their bodies every day, unbeknownst to them. So there's so many hidden sugars that are crippling them, and they don't even know they're eating sugar. I mean, what a farce that is. I mean, to be like, you literally think you're doing well, and but there's sugar, there's hidden sugars in the foods that you're eating, and all of a sudden you're blowing it, and you don't even realize it's because the healthy food that you ate was laden with sugar. So that is just, I mean, that's what's happening out there. I mean, so many food companies, even health food companies, even healthy, healthy, healthy foods are putting sugar in products because it makes it taste better and it makes you buy more and keep it coming back for more. So that's what we're dealing with. I mean, the cards are stacked against us. No question about it. So thank you so much for posting comments here. Really, really appreciate it. If you're watching or listening, hey, and thanks for posting a comment. You know, what's your experience with sugar? Has it been addictive for you? What kinds of sugars are most addictive? Is it carbs? You know, is it candy? Is it, ice cream? Those were my favorites for carbs, you know, like popcorn or chips. And candy, of course, like anything chocolatey, but ice cream was a big one for me. But carbs mixed with sugar, like cookies and cake. So, you know, post in the comments of what things are most addictive for you. But anyway, I do digress. What happened for me is that I started to address my emotional eating when I was young. Okay, I was 18 years old, and I went to a 12-step group for my eating. And that was good. You know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I started sort of waking up to this problem. But to be honest, I kept slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding, slipping and sliding, because in part, I was still eating sugar. So what happened is that my sister, who first turned me onto a 12-step program, you know, back in the day, it was Overeaters Anonymous. There's jillions of them now, many, many programs now. They've kind of you know, a new program will start when they don't like the old one, or they don't like the food plan of one, they start one with a different food plan, whatever. So there's, many have spawned up since the 80s. But my sister, you know, it wasn't working for her either. But what she did is she went to a treatment center, and I went as a family member to this treatment center. And for a week I was there, and I went with my mom and my dad, and it was a very strange experience because I was barely in a 12-step program. And, you know, this whole idea of treatment for food addiction was somewhat new. It was kind of big in the 80s. And then it left. It left when the insurance companies realized it wasn't a good buy for them. Like, people relapsed all the time. Being in treatment didn't really change their eating a whole lot. And they just realized they were wasting money. So the insurance companies, you know, got a lot more strict about what they're going to pay for. But anyway, as a family member, I went, and I remember one morning, probably the first morning that we ate at the treatment center. We had gotten in the night before, we came to the treatment center for our first day of family week. And what happened is, my mom and my dad and I were sitting there eating breakfast at the dining hall of the treatment center. This is Naples, Florida. And my sister came up to us to kind of say hi. I don't know if we'd seen her already yet or not, but she came up to us and immediately started telling me about how the cereal I was eating was full of sugar. Now, she was a bit of a pain in my butt. Okay, so I did not have a good relationship with my sister early, you know, for many years, frankly. She's kind of like in your business all the time, not good boundaries, to say the least. And she would, you know, do this type of thing where she kind of gets in your business, you know. And had I had better self-esteem and better boundaries at the time, but of course I didn't, I was 18 years old, I would have told her to take a hike. It took me years to learn how to tell my sister to take a hike. At the time, she picked up my cereal in my little boxes, those little cereal boxes, the mini ones. She picked up my cereal box and began teaching me about the sugar that was in the cereal I was sitting there eating. Thanks a lot. So, but nevertheless, you know, I had this relationship with her that was contentious. And yet I owe her, you know, my life in a sense, because this was where I learned about the fact that just stupid cereal, Special K, you know, Special K or Rice Krispies had tons of sugar in it. And of course, nowadays that's not news. But back then, it wasn't common knowledge. There wasn't all the health information. There wasn't the internet that spread the health information like there is now. And so I had no idea that cereal had sugar in it, and that was causing an addictive, you know, triggered reaction in me. And so that was the first clue I got. And I'm so grateful I did, because throughout the week, I learned a lot about sugar. I learned about the hidden, you know, sugars and the different names for sugars that are in products. And it just opened my eyes. And so when I went back home and I tried to eat clean, I was a little more hip to the idea that I had to start reading labels. I had to start getting real clean, like not just clean, like I'm not going to eat a hot fudge sundae, duh, that kind of clean, you know, that's obvious. But I had to get like kind of ninja clean, where I was reading labels, where I was looking at ingredients, because if I didn't, I'd end up eating sugar and it would be triggering me on a physical level, let alone, I mean, the emotional is there and that's got to be dealt with. That's the world I live in most of the time, in helping people heal their hunger, their deeper hunger. So important, vital. You're never going to lose the weight and keep it off if you don't do that. But, you know, even on the physical level, I mean, I was setting myself up for sabotage on account of the ingredients that were going into my food. And an example of that is, before I went to the treatment center, again, as I said, I was in a 12-step program and I was trying to eat my meals and be clean and be good, you know, of course, good with quotations. And what happened was that every day I would eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So for one, I was eating bread, like whole wheat bread or whatever, but it was bread, which of course metabolizes as sugar in your body very quickly, not as quickly as white bread, but not too far behind. So I was setting myself up that way. And then I was eating jelly or jam, which had sugar in it, like gobs of sugar in it, and peanut butter. Now the peanut butter did not have sugar in it. I was, you know, I was in Western Mass. I was getting the peanut butter at Whole Foods. It was being ground up, so it didn't have added sugar. But it sure was yummy. And when you mix it with jam, it's hard to eat just a little bit. So here I was eating a yummy, yummy peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And it was hard for me to eat one. So I'd be trying to be good eating my peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I would crave another. Of course I craved another because I was eating sugar. Okay. I was eating carbs and sugar and it was setting me up to crave more. So when I went to that treatment center, I learned about sugar. I realized like, of course I couldn't eat just one peanut butter jelly sandwich. Of course I'd eat that as my clean meal. And then I'd just crave more and couldn't stick to it. Of course I was ending up, you know, craving. I did crave a hot fudge sundae for a whole summer. That was my fantasy, as I wanted to eat ice cream and hot fudge sauce. And eventually I did. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. That's why it's so important to go deeper and deal with the emotional addiction as well. Otherwise that obsession, those obsessive thoughts will be there. And if you think about eating chocolate long enough, think about eating ice cream long enough, guess what you're going to do? Sure enough, that's what I did. So all this to say that what I learned when I was at that treatment center for my sister was so, so important and really set me up in a much better way to conquer my emotional eating. Now, as I said, you know, just knowing this wasn't going to be enough because I had to deal with the emotional eating. But had I not known this and just tried to deal with emotional eating, I would have been at a loss as well. So this is why I'm doing the Quit Sugar Challenge, because I want you to be armed with the facts. I want you to know this information. And, you know, as I said, it's not going to be just this. We're going to go deeper. But this is vital information. You know, you got to face this sugar thing. And, it's real. You know, this sugar addiction is real. Most emotional eaters I know are addicted to sugar and they're trying to manage something that's unmanageable. I mean, imagine an alcoholic. I mean, we're in modern day here. There's enough interactions with alcoholism, alcoholics, Alcoholics Anonymous now to realize that an alcoholic can't have one drink without going overboard. Okay. Because there's an addictive issue going on. So really, really, really important to know that, you know, we have to deal with the fact that if you have some, you're going to want more if it's setting up that addiction in your body. Now, someone just commented, Shelly said, popcorn, please tell me popcorn doesn't have sugar in it. somebody's hooked on popcorn, looks like, you little sweetheart. Oh, thanks for commenting, Shelly. You know, I was addicted to popcorn too. Okay. So, popcorn's a big binge food for emotional eaters. It's so yummy. It's so comforting. And it's like, it's carby, right? It's corn. Corn is a carb. Okay. And so the thing about popcorn and what makes it so addictive, sometimes it can have sugar, but I, you know, raw popcorn, you know, in the raw popcorn that hasn't been, you know, caramelized or had, you know, sugar added to it or candied or whatever, doesn't have sugar, but as a carb, carbs are going to metabolize as sugar in our bodies. So they break down very quickly and they do spike our glycemic index. Okay. So that's the problem with carbs. You know, on my, on the page where you register for my Quit Sugar Challenge, there's a photo there of me holding a package of Pringles. And someone said to me, someone in the health space said, Trisha, you know, are people going to like understand this is a Quit Sugar Challenge if you have a package of Pringles in there? And I said, well, they're going to get it soon that, you know, cause I'm going to tell them that it was not only Pringles, it was Oreo cookies as well, but But basically, those Pringles are metabolizing the sugar. First of all, they're highly processed. You know, they're not just raw potatoes. They're potatoes that have been processed to death. And then they're in the potato chip. And that's going to metabolize the sugar so, so quickly in your body. And same with popcorn. Even popcorn's, in, you know, that's corn in a much natural, more natural form than corn flour or cornbread or something like that. Unfortunately, yes, it's setting you up to fail. It's addictive. That's why carbs, you know, that's why people who are emotional eaters, it's, you know, carbs and sugar are the two top things that they're munching out on. You know, it's not lettuce. Notice you are not binging typically on green beans or salad. Okay. Why are we binging on sugar and carbs? For so many reasons. Okay. So there's a lot to answer there. But one of the reasons is because there, first of all, that sugar is hitting the reward centers in our brain very quickly. And it's setting us up to crave more. Okay. And it's giving us a serotonin hit. And we want more of that, especially if we're deficient in serotonin, which a lot of emotional eaters are. So these are some of the things that we need to start getting hip to if we ever expect to lose weight and keep it off. If you don't have this information and you want to lose weight, if you want to have success in weight loss, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't get this information, if you're not armed with this information. So is this helpful? I'd love to hear from you in the chat. If you're listening, not in the Secret Sauce group, you know, I hope this is hitting home for you. And I do hope you'll join us for the Quit Sugar Challenge, because it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, if you go to the page, quitsugarchallenge.com, you'll see some goofy pictures of me, okay? Me with sugar, me with, like, with my face up against a Pringles container, you know, those fancy little tubes, those Pringles containers. I mean, who could ever eat just one Pringle, for goodness sakes? My God, I could eat a whole container of that. And I did many times. But the reason why I'm kind of goofy in that page where you register is because we got to have fun at this. We've got to put some fun in it, because, you know, if we didn't laugh, we just might cry. Okay. So, you know, it's my aim to make this fun, and the Quit Sugar Challenge is going to be fun. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be little tasks for you to do each day. It's a 5-day challenge. But we're doing it together. And that's the key, is we're doing it together, because no one can overcome sugar addiction and food addiction or emotional eating on their own. Nobody. I couldn't, you know, my clients come to me because they realize they couldn't. And anybody, frankly, who wants to achieve any important goal in their lives is smart to reach out for help and support. So that's what I hope you'll do. And I hope you will join us for the Quit Sugar Challenge. It's literally like $21 right now. That's an introductory price, but good Lord, you can't afford not to. So this could be a real life changer for you. And that's my goal, is to get you started on really transitioning away from sugar and to realize how yummy your foods can be if you do transition, because I'm going to show you how to eat really yummy foods that don't have a stitch of sugar in them. You know, this is not all about, you know, being a veil of tears and just, you know, walking away from sugar and being depressed for the rest of your life. No. I enjoy my food. I still have a sweet tooth. So I'm going to show you how to enjoy sweet foods that don't have any sugar. There are some wonderful, you know, hacks for this. Okay. There are some wonderful hacks that I'm going to share with you. They're my favorite things. So I shared with you what I did 32 years ago to wake up to the fact that sugar was an issue for me. But I'm also going to share how I get through each day, you know, sweet tooth intact, and love my food and love my body at the same time. Okay. And if you love your food and love your body as an emotional eater, it's going to be much easier to love your life. So I want you to have that. I don't want you to have a long face or just feel like this sucks. You know, when can I go back to my sugar? No, this is a pure you know, bona fide lifestyle change. This is an up level of your life where you're healthier, you no longer, you know, have those terrible sugar binges, and you no longer have the consequences of eating sugar, like getting more wrinkles and, you know, getting issues, health issues and joint issues and inflammation and depression and anxiety and all that. Oh my God, there's so many problems that sugar causes in our lives, in our bodies, in our minds, and our spirits, not to mention just feeling mad at ourselves when we binge, right? I mean, the self-flagellation from losing control, that's enough in and of itself to, you know, to cause us to want to change. So, you know, you don't have to live that way anymore. You can feel good about your food choices and really love your food. And that's what I want to share with you. So yeah, so that's a little bit about my story. Every day, you know, I do have some sweetness, whether it's something I drink or, it's usually more things that I drink than I eat, but, you know, there are some yummy recipes I'm going to share with you as well. For sweetness without any bad consequences. So can't wait to share that with you. It's the quitsugarchallenge.com. But I'd love to hear from you. I'd love for you to comment below on what, you know, what else you need, like from me. If there's anything you want me to cover in the Quit Sugar Challenge, put it in the comments. You know, come to the Facebook group. If you're listening, you're not in the Secret Sauce group, come to the group and post your questions. And that's going to be, it's going to make it even better if I know what you're wanting to cover and what ways I can support you. So I'm still in the phase of putting the content together. So let me know what questions you have and I'll cover it. Okay. So go to quitsugarchallenge.com to register for this amazing experience, this 5-day challenge, so you can quit sugar and feel great without, having a long face. So love you so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next show. So take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to get free support, insider health info, exclusive invites to events, and more, visit healyourhunger.com.